The second thing that will cause you to be a person that lives in the realm of the Spirit is that you have an insatiable desire to see and relate to and be in the presence of Jesus. That every single day you position yourself to be able to hear Him, to talk to Him. When you turn your heart towards Him, He will start to respond to you. He will tell you things you never knew. He will show you things. He will touch you. So many of us have never created an order, a discipline for our lives so that we can be in the presence of the Lord daily. Our argument is we are too busy. Let me tell you what it really is. Your priority is not Him. The moment you make Him your priority, I'm telling you, heaven moves towards you. I'm not telling you what I hope happens. I'm telling you what I know happens. Hold on, I need to pull up my pants. Hold on. I've got a shape. The shape is perfect for my pants when they are up there. The moment they go down there, it gets dangerous. It's terrible. It's a real problem, let me tell you. I've been in the presence of Jesus so close that I know that He was in the room. Presence of God so powerful that one of the guys standing next to me, we all knew Jesus was in the room. The guy next to me, who was an ex, what we call RLI, Rhodesian Light Infantry, which was a specialist corps in the army that was counterterrorism. He was next to me and he prayed a prayer, the stupidest prayer I've ever heard. He said, "Lord, give me all you've got." Well, the problem is I knew that something was going to happen to him when he asked that. And I turned and he was already gone. No word of lie. He shot backwards and hit the wall just under the roof and fell to the floor and then ran out of the room. I've been in the presence of God when the power of God has come and flattened everybody in the room and then come back and everybody who's got demons or who's got broken hearts get healed, delivered, set free. For hours, God just pours His power over people. That doesn't come from a casual walk with Jesus. That comes because you chase after Him. That He's your longing, He's your desire. If you've lost your passion for Jesus, I'm calling you out right now in Jesus' name. I'm saying to you, come back. Don't think that just playing with God is going to work. We in these days in which we live, if we are Christians, we have to become vessels of His power, vessels of His love. So wherever we go, somebody gets changed. I love restaurants. I love sitting in a restaurant and somebody coming to serve me and waiting to hear if God wants to talk to her or him. I love it. I love being dangerous. The devil never knows when I'm going to show up. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that He might destroy the works of the evil one. People have been messed up. And Jesus has come that He wants to change your life. He says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it in abundance. God wants to give you a life that's way above the natural life. Not every day waking up and saying, instead of saying, "Good morning, Lord," you say, "Good Lord, it's morning." You know what I'm saying? That you've got to be a person that is in the presence of God, knowing that nothing that comes your way is going to stop you. The third thing that we need to do if we're going to be people that God manifests Himself to is we've got to be people that don't read circumstances. Please don't be worried. I've only got five more to go. I'm joking. I wanted to say 21, but I didn't want people to leave. So the third one is you're not moved by circumstances. Here is this 90-year-old man on an island, basically rock. And he is sitting in the presence of God. His focus is Jesus. But you would think he's come to the end of his ministry. Why don't just retire? Actually, many people think they can retire from Jesus. They've done what they've had to do. No more. The ministry is a very dangerous place. You can get so busy doing what you're supposed to do, you forget why you started doing it. On the island of Patmos, in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, he's persecuted. He has no comforts. And yet, nothing changes his discipline of worshiping the Lord. The last one that to me is so incredibly important is that we are people that constantly use our energy. There's a word I was looking for. That constantly exert ourselves to change. To change. There was an advert in our country that said something like this: you can stay as you are for the rest of your life, or you can change to mainstay. Mainstay is some spirit. I mean, weird advert. But I love that statement. You can stay where you are for the rest of your life. But if you turn to Jesus, everything can change. Amen. I'm not the man I used to be, and I'm not the man who I'm going to be. Every day there's a change. I challenge myself every day. I look at what's wrong in my life. I police myself. I discipline myself. I push myself. Listen, I travel the world. I stay in hotels in countries all over the world. I could do what I wanted to. I can go where I want. I can meet who I want. But there comes a time where we do not have to be policed anymore. We police ourselves. You're 60 years old and you do what you want. You lose your temper. You swear. No. We are supposed to become more like him. We're supposed to push for it. There's some people that internally have become dead to their consciences. They no longer understand what is right or wrong. You can get them to do anything in the right situation. In the old days, I mean, I'm old enough to remember my mother baking. I hung around my mom, of course, in the early days a lot. And my mom was like a clock. She was a strange person. At 10 o'clock, she would stop everything and she'd cut two slices of brown bread, make a cup of tea, put butter on the brown bread, take a slice of cheese, and then put onions on the bread, close it, cut it in four pieces across the points. And she would eat those four pieces of bread with her tea every single day. But my mother also was busy with cooking all the time, especially baking. So I know a little bit about baking. I know you take a bowl and you stick flour in it and you put some butter in it and you put milk in it, put a bit of bicarbonate of soda and that sort of stuff. Mix it up and put it in a bowl. Make sure that there's at least a pan and make sure that it's got an oil paper and cover it with a bit of oil so it doesn't stick. And then she pours the ingredients in. She sticks it in the oven. And like I said, your degrees are different to ours. So she puts it at 350 or whatever it is. Is that right? All right. So she sticks it in the oven and it starts to bake. And then she does the weirdest thing. When it looks like it's getting cooked, she takes it out, takes a knitting needle, and she sticks the knitting needle into the center of the cake, pulls it out, and if there's some dough still on the needle, back in. You've got more cooking to do. It's like that with us and Jesus. He's busy cooking us, you know what I mean? And every now and again he stops and he sticks the knitting needle in and he pulls it out. He goes, still a little bit of flesh in there. Back in the oven. Let's cook him for a little bit more. Let's get this guy to change. And so many of us are going, why is everything going wrong around us? Because you still need to be cooked. You've got flesh still hanging around. As Christians, we've got to become more and more like Jesus. The Bible tells us that we become partakers of the divine nature. We become the kindest people. We become the most gentle people. We become the most generous people. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and I saw, I heard, and I experienced. God wants to touch your life. God wants to speak to you. God wants to show you things. God wants to get you out of the mess you find yourself in so often. The only place where that will happen is when we get into the Spirit every day. Lord, speak to us. Teach us. Touch us. Reach out your hands. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that every blockage, every limitation that's on people in this room today would be taken out. I pray, Lord, that you would reach into their beings and you'd give them a desire and a longing to experience you more and more every single day. Father, I pray for bodies that are sick right now. If there's anything wrong with your body, if you can, put your hand there. I release healing in the name of Jesus for necks that are creaky, for backs that are painful. I pray right now, Lord Jesus, that you would release that person that continues to battle with what they call migraines. Heal them, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, just like you did me, I release that to you in the name of Jesus. Receive it in his name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.